The 13th of February is World Radio Day, and we at Oryx Radio will be celebrating the whole month. Tune in to Oryx Radio throughout this month to catch our special radio series Radio Is Not Dead. You can expect insightful interviews, masterclasses with legends in the industry, and blog posts from our own Oryx Radio young reporters. All of this from the 13th to the 27th of February. Stay tuned and don't miss out. Oryx Radio, by and for children.
Welcome, listener, and welcome back to Oryx Radio. Just to remind you that we are still broadcasting via Zoom. So if there is any technical errors or maybe something different in the audio quality, please do be aware that we are using Zoom. And please do bear with us while we are still following COVID protocol. But today with us, we have Melanie Bala, who has been in the broadcasting industry for more than two decades. She has been influential in both radio and television since 1992, from Pop TV to Studio Mix with the late Bob Mabani, which I hear was legendary, to winning awards for her own talk show, Let's Chat. She is a force to be reckoned with because there is almost nothing that she hasn't done, from music shows and current affairs shows. She is a recognizable news anchor voice, having been on all the most tuned into radio slots, especially on Metro FM. We have her here today as part of our Radio Is Not Dead series, and today we will be talking to her about the radio industry from her journey now as well as longevity in the broadcasting industry. Welcome to Oryx Radio, Melanie. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tariq, and good morning to all your fabulous listeners. I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Awesome. So we've heard that you've had an amazing career in this radio industry. Could you please take us through it from the beginning up until what you're currently doing right now?
Right. So as you mentioned, my background when I started, I guess, in the broadcasting space was television. And at the time, I had occasionally been on a radio show on Metro FM doing book reviews for one of the DJs, Glenn Lewis, who used to have a book feature on his show. Because of that, I got asked to actually join the radio station, and I joined Metro FM in 2003, and I started on the breakfast show, and I've been with Metro, gosh, when I look at it now, it seems crazy, but I've been with Metro FM almost 17 years, so it's a while.
What do you think about because I think it's a ridiculous statement. What do you think about the statement, radio is dead?
Absolutely not. Particularly, I think, in South Africa. You know, South Africa is a unique set of challenges and conditions that allow radio to flourish. You know, we'll start off with the fact that, first of all, we have 11 official languages in the country, 12 if you include signing. You know, we need to cater for everyone in this country. And to be able to do that, radio is still the most effective medium. You know, we are able to reach every corner of the country and speak to people in a language that they understand. The listenership that South African radio stations get, you know, it's insane compared to the rest of the world. For us to get 2, 3, 4, 5 million people listening to a radio station, that doesn't happen really anywhere else in the world. And like I say, and it's because of our unique challenges, poverty, accessing information. And so radio is still the most accessible medium for people to get news, entertainment, education, music, you know, all sorts of things. So I don't think we can say radio is dead in South Africa. And I don't think it will be for a really, really long time.
I fully agree. I can agree with the music part because I feel like as I'm getting older and my passion for radio is growing, I'm listening much more to radio now and I have friends listening to radio. And one of the reasons that they're listening to radio because data in South Africa is expensive and radio is updated with all the new music all the time. So
yes, absolutely.
As soon as that goes on, yeah.
If we talk about online radio stations or online entertainment, and that's movies, television, whatever it is, in theory, that's great, but there really is a teeny tiny percentage of the country that is able to access that because of the cost of data. Yeah. And so free-to-air radio and television will still always have the upper hand.
What direction do you think that radio is going to right now? And how has it changed from when you started in the industry?
Gosh, that's a good question. How has it changed? You know, I'd say the thinking behind what makes a good radio presenter has changed. So back in the day, way before my time even, I guess when radio started, it was about elocution. It was about how well you speak. And you would find that a lot of the old radio DJs actually had some sort of teaching background. right? And they happen to have a great voice, because that was what worked on radio. And as it's gone through the years, you know, I think the 90s, 2000s were very much personality driven. So there were the big names, like you mentioned, you know, the guy I worked with, Bob Mabena, there's a Glenn Lewis, you know, all these guys. It was very personality driven. That was a big factor. I'd say now the radio space is a combination of all those things. So yes, it is personality driven. There also is taking cognizance of your generation, the younger guys who are coming up, who are saying, you know what, I needn't have studied radio to be a great radio presenter. They've come up through social media platforms, or they've come up through all these different avenues, but are still making like a great impact. And I think there's a lot of hope for the radio industry across the board. I have friends who say, oh, I can't listen to radio now. The kids are so young and I don't know what they're talking about. And I'm like, yes, because you're not the target market anymore, guys. You need to move on. Like my generation, we're not listening to the same kind of stuff that you guys are, the young guys, and that's okay. The styles have changed, the language has changed, but I think the future is very exciting. Like I say, I think we've got a good crop of young people coming up who are doing interesting things, who are just as passionate about radio, I think, as any of us have been.
Melanie, thank you so much for joining us today. I really enjoyed this interview. I've definitely learned a lot, and I wish you another 50 more years in radio if that's what you want to do.
Thank you, Terry.
You are listening to RX Radio
for and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.